You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. Coming up next, our weekly election crimes bulletin with best-selling author Greg Palast. Stay tuned.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.
And welcome back to the Election Crimes Bulletin. I'm Dennis Bernstein here with Greg Palast, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy Now, a film opening in San Francisco this week. We're going to be talking about that in a moment. But Greg, welcome back. It is terrific to be able to continue this weekly voter protection bulletin, fraud and whatever else goes under the title of stealing people's votes. You have been on the forefront of this, and we thought it was important to do this weekly bulletin. And now we've seen a lot of crazy stuff in this election. Nobody doubts that Trump has been vicious towards women. But that viciousness, while it's incredibly important, has distracted from some key geopolitical situations and from the fact that there are a whole bunch of people who want to steal the vote from black people and people of color. Your thoughts at this point in the campaign?
To me, the biggest news of the week was not when, you know, Trump, the little story about Trump acting like a boorish little boy, which may turn out to have been gone further into actual illegal activity of sexual harassment and assault. But that's covered over, because titillation will always cover over the darker side of Donald Trump. It's almost a great cover, because he did say this week, standing with his border guard buddies, that there are literally a million illegal aliens pouring across the border to vote. I kid you not. Now, you know, that you could stand out there and watch the Hillary supporters wading across the river. And if you see my film, you'll see a cartoon of alien spaceships landing. The spaceships say, Viva Hillary, while little aliens come out wearing sombreros that they're going to votar for Hillary. Because I did want to prove, I did do a documentary, that he was correct. But the only way I could do that was by making up this ridiculous cartoon, because that's the only place that these illegal alien voters live. And I actually investigated. I didn't just dismiss it. I actually flew to the border to Arizona, where Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who, by the way, has now been criminally indicted for profiling Mexican-Americans and targeting them for harassment again, in violation of court orders. This guy's been hunting for years for these so-called illegal alien voters. Another Arizona politician, Trump's close friend, a guy named Pierce, says there are 5 million of them registered in the U.S. Now, you would think it would be easy to find an illegal alien voter. It's really simple. They give their address when they register to vote, or they show up to vote. It's not rocket science. And I've looked at these voter lists and hunted down people they've considered illegal voters. And they're not there, but it's not that difficult to find. In fact, Joe Arpaio dramatically built a whole prison for his illegal alien voters. I went there, and you'll see me lonely as a cloud walking through this empty prison in Arizona for the crime that never gets committed. Why are they doing this? If it's just a sideshow and just more racist bilge, we could just ignore it and put it in the Trump pile if it's just blowing smoke through his comb over. But it's far, far more dangerous, Dennis. What's happening is that voting officials, secretaries of states, and others, especially Republicans, feel wonderfully empowered now to go after anyone with a Hispanic surname on any cockamamie reason to knock them off the voter rolls. So, for example, the state of Florida attempted to remove, are you ready for this, 181,000 Americans. 181,000 Americans.
In Arizona?
Supposedly. No, this is in Florida.
In Florida, right.
Voting illegal aliens who obviously swam across the Gulf of Mexico to vote illegally in Florida. 181,000. And they did this by comparing the names of people deported that were deported because they aren't citizens, like people like Jose Hernandez, Jose Garcia. So they find a guy in Florida named Jose Garcia, and they say, aha, he's already been deported once. Now he's come back to vote. Now, it just so happens, as I point out in my film, that there are, and I'm not making this number up, 832,000 people named Garcia in the United States. 832,000 people named Garcia. A few of them, I'd say, are named Joe and Jose. Well, they are subject to removal in states like Florida because they've appeared on a deportation list. Often with the middle names different, et cetera. It doesn't matter. It's Garcia. It's Jose. And who's going to defend a guy named Jose Garcia? Not the Democratic Party. I'm going to tell you that right now. So now in Florida, by the way, you say, wait a minute. If they have a list of 181,000 illegal alien voters, why don't they just go arrest them? Well, they did. They arrested one, and convicted him. You get deported. First, you go to prison, and the guy got 10 years in prison, and then he gets deported back to his native Austria. A registered, who had come here illegally to register as a Republican. So that is the one illegal alien voter, a Republican from Austria.
And of course, it's important, a little bit of a coincidence here, Greg, that former Vice President Al Gore was yesterday and the day before campaigning in Florida, reminding people about how important, what a difference a vote could make. But apparently he's blanking on the fact that it wasn't about people not voting. It was about people voting or trying to.
Yes, and couldn't. And I got to tell you, that's the other thing about the Hispanic vote and this claim of the illegal aliens flowing across the border. Again, it's used to challenge. So, for example, in Arizona, in Kansas, in Alabama, and other states, one of the targets in my film is the Secretary of State of Kansas, Kris Kobach, who is Donald Trump's, the guy who told Trump to build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. This is Mr. Wall. And he also came up in his state with the requirement that you prove your citizenship, you're a citizen when you vote. Now, of course, everyone thinks, hey, yeah, well, what's wrong with saying you're being a citizen? Because we don't have citizenship cards in the United States. It's not the Soviet Union or Saudi Arabia or Communist China. It is the United States of America. And you are an American because you were born here and you live here. And that's all you need to do. And you know, so you don't need a citizenship card or a special ID to get your legs blown off in Iraq if you get drafted or you volunteer. But to vote in Kansas, they're making tens of thousands of people prove their citizenship. And here's the thing. People thought, oh, this is going to knock out the Hispanic vote. No, Hispanics are so used to being challenged in their citizenship that they tend to carry, have lots of ID, whether it's, you know, their citizenship papers if they became citizens, or, you know, it's like, and what it's done is it's actually knocked out young white voters. But, of course, they are of a bluish persuasion. They're Democrats, and these are all Republican officials knocking them off. Now, I will say right now, hand over heart, that if you read my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, you'll realize, you'll know that the Democrats pull these games, knocking off poor Hispanic voters in places like New Mexico, where Hispanic Democratic leaders who are the elite of New Mexico don't want the unelite of New Mexico voting in their primaries. So Democrats do it to the same vulnerable group, low-income voters of color and often students and young people. So these games, so when Trump just starts blowing off about a million illegal aliens swimming the Rio Grande to vote for Hillary, don't ignore it. This is the starting gun for go at them and challenge Hispanic voters in the polling precincts to prove that they're citizens, demand all kinds of ID, which others aren't required to produce. One young Hispanic woman trying to register in New Mexico came out of the station when they wouldn't. She had a student ID, but they wouldn't accept that. A gun ID, yes. A student ID, no.
You're listening to the Election Crimes Bulletin. I'm Dennis Bernstein, and every week, Greg Palast, author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, joins me to try and help you protect the vote, to understand the ways in which it will be stolen. And Greg's film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, opens this week in the San Francisco Bay Area. And Greg has managed to negotiate a deal where the distributor will give Free Speech Radio a cut of the ticket proceeds. This is amazing and very generous. We appreciate that, Greg. And I want to say again that it's opening Friday night at the Presidio Theater in San Francisco. You have the address of the exact address?
It's at the corner of Lombard and Chestnut, and Friday night we'll have the great Jello Biafra as our host, and I'll be there all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I hope. But Dennis Bernstein and your other superstars of
we're working on getting a whole bunch of people to show up through the week, and we're going to have more announcements about that tomorrow in the days that come. But again, we appreciate the incredible work that you're doing, Greg, to protect the vote. And I guess, you know, in terms of usually what we do in this broadcast is we try and remind people the things you shouldn't do and how the best way it is that you can hold on to your vote, you can protect your vote. Let's just go through that a little bit, Greg. What should people be wary of? And we are nervous because Trump has said he wants his folks to show up at the polls and be part of the defense against voter fraud. So this could get rather violent.
Yes, and so I would strongly urge you to do the following. Re-register to vote. Several states have just closed this week, but if you yesterday or the day before, but in many states you can still register to vote. You say, well, wait a minute, I'm registered. I voted in the same place 20 years. Forget about it, Jack. They've been removing people left and right for all kinds of cockamamie reasons. Go and check on every state. You can check your website of your Secretary of State, or you can go 1-800-U-VOTE and get information about where you can find out if you're on the voter rolls and see if they've removed you or marked you something called inactive status. That's going to give you all kinds of problems. Re-register if you can, and that will save your vote right there. I know you voted for 20 years, same place. Forget it. Voting is now a contact sport, and it's dangerous, especially for young people and voters of color. So check your registration. That's number one. Number two, I know that you think you don't need ID. Bring it. Make sure that it's current. You can't have an expired driver's license. I know whether your driving ability should have nothing to do with your voting ability, but welcome to the United States of America. It's getting it's not so safe to get out there. Don't let them take your vote. And by the way, just because they're trying to steal your vote, don't let that stop you from voting. Vote early. So if there's a problem, you'll have a chance to come back and redo it. I was just in the California primary. A woman had to turn in a absentee ballot to vote in person. She forgot her envelope. What does an envelope have to do with her ability to vote? I don't know. But in California, I told her, go home. Don't take a provisional ballot. Because if you fill out a provisional ballot, it feels good. It's like a placebo ballot. You think you voted, but it's very difficult to get that vote counted once you filled out.
And if people think that these right-wingers, these borderline fascists, aren't active, look what's happening in the home state of the vice presidential candidate. They're in the middle of really intimidating tens of thousands of people from voting. This is what we've seen, and this is Mike Pence's state, right? So they're in the middle of it. And here you have Trump saying, they're going to steal my vote. You got to get out there. You got to protect the vote. So it's a very tense moment, and they're moving fast.
Well, yes. I mean, let's not forget that the Ku Klux Klan didn't start in Mississippi. It began in Indiana. And it is a state that Obama, to the shock of the establishment there, won in 2008. That's why they're working so hard to remove voters of color and intimidate them. It's very, very important that we understand how this is operating. I told you about the attempt to remove 181,000 Hispanics. Why in Florida? Because a quarter million people have fled from the collapse of Puerto Rico into the space coast of Florida, and that jeopardizes the Senate seat of Marco Rubio. And there's a billionaire behind him who we've discussed many times, Paul the Vulture Singer. He's the one who's very deeply concerned that if Puerto Ricans, who are Americans and serve in our in armed forces in higher numbers than any other state per capita, if our American brothers and sisters of Puerto Rico land in Florida, they can vote in this election. And that is driving the elite to distraction. This is very, if all Americans vote, the 1% loses through the arithmetic.
All right. Now, let me again say this. I've seen The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the film, and it really hits with intelligently and in a very compelling and interesting way what is going on out there, because Greg goes out and he confronts folks in various venues at various parties where these folks who were making these arrangements to steal elections are eating ice cream. We're going to leave it there. But again, we're going to be talking with Greg. I want to remind you that we're delighted that Greg has made another generous offer, and KPFA Free Speech Radio will be the benefit of a portion of the proceeds of this week's showing starting Friday night at the Presidio Theater in San Francisco. You will be there, Greg. Jello Biafra will be there, and I'm going to be there, too.
Fantastic. We're going to have several stars showing up Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So
do you know who?
I'll be there all three evenings at the 4 and 7 filmings. We'll talk.
All right. Okay. A beautiful Greg Palast joins us every week for the Election Crimes Bulletin. I'm Dennis Bernstein. Stay tuned.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.